That's always the worst, because you're like, when you realize you're watching crap,
yeah.
You're like, this is awful, and I'm going to watch it for the next 4 hours. Because, you know what I mean? Because I'm comfortable, and what else am I going to do? Yeah.
Sometimes you realize that things, they jump the shark at some point, and you didn't realize it until you'd like deep in those waters.
Dude, I spent 3 hours the other day watching that, that you flip your home or something like that, and have these two dopey white people like buy this house, and then the wife's like, oh my god, this is a dump. Guy's like, oh, I think we could make some money, and then they just turn it, and he's like, I made $7,000, and it was like 4 hours later, man, I'm watching this.
Oh, I know that show, because those dudes are from New England.
Yeah. They look at it, they got that Mitt Romney toothy grins to them.
You got like these two dudes, it's like Sully and Fitzy, and they're like the most like South Boston dudes ever, and they're talking about, we're gonna flip this house, we're gonna buy this house, first of all,
Southie Connects.
for $600,000, and we're gonna do a lot of work on it, but we're gonna get like a work from the student who wants to buy it, and we think we can make like $800,000, and then we'll split that amongst our 14 different coworkers. At the end of the day, and after like 3 months of work, we'll each be able to split 50 cents. And I'm like, it's ridiculous. And then they like spend the whole time.
At least we were away from our wives for a few months.
It's a reality show, so you got to have like the drama. The drama comes from them being like, okay, so the owner wants to keep these cabinets, so we're gonna remove these cabinets, and then the other dude comes in. Ah, screw this! I'm on the clock. Sledgehammer. And I'm like, are you serious, yo? Y'all are like.
You said this is local?
Nah, the dudes are
local.
Yeah,
like they're like towny, like
yeah,
like can't. I'm flipping this house with my brother.
You'll love it.
But I think they actually traveled to the places. I've only seen a few episodes. Yeah. Apparently, it's Adam's favorite show, though. So I'm not happy.
He does that when he dumps off really bad stuff. Yeah, it's Adam's favorite thing.
I'm talking about things like Leverage, which actually started off as a cool concept. You got criminals trying to do good, but still being criminals.
I don't know. Leverage.
And then, Leverage was a dope show. Okay, since y'all talking about MC Ren, the dude that played MC Ren.
Turnaround. Nice. Go ahead. Nice turnaround.
You brought that thing up 2 weeks ago. Let me go on.
The dude that played MC Ren in Straight Outta Compton, he's an actor named Aldis Hodge. He's done mostly bit parts. Like, he played an African on with a bad accent on Bones. Oh. You know, like, that level of prestige they give this one brother. You know, he's like that token extra.
Like, what do you mean, an African? Like, yeah,
I like to see like that Amistad line.
Like,
an actual African. Like, they were looking for African refugees.
So he played African 3. that's on his resume.
Worst
African 3.
Accent you've ever heard, man. I mean, okay.
Give us 3.
Like, okay, his accent was along the same lines as Will Smith's accent in Collision, in Concussion. Okay? That's what we're talking about.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Right. What happened to your feet?
this dude played actually a legit role on Leverage, which actually was a decent show. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. y'all got the brother who's like, you know, in like D shape and stuff, not as the muscle. He's the smart one he's the hacker. What? And they did all that, and that was what's up. And then by the fourth show, they've got the spunky girl who's supposed to be like the burglar. She's like bouncing off of like skyscrapers and then doing like a whole, and now she sits back in the recliner and makes a big speech. And then they brought in Will Wheaton. So that's like, you know, the kiss of death.
God, you a Will Wheaton hater.
I'm not a Will Wheaton hater. I acknowledge that he is the, like when you bring in Will Wheaton, he's like the new age Jamie Farr. Okay, once you bring Will Wheaton in, you know your show's on the ropes.
Stand By Me, Will Wheaton, from Stand By Me?
Yeah. Stand By Me, Will Wheaton. Damn. Star Trek, Will Wheaton. What was that toll booth movie, Will Wheaton?
What's the one with, what's the Sean Astin?
Toy Soldiers.
Toy Soldiers.
Hell yeah, first of all, right there for bringing up. Toy Soldiers is a badass movie. Have you seen
it? Yeah,
it's a minute ago. It's been a while.
Toy Soldiers is a dope-ass movie.
Just for the hug at the end, they're all like hugging me.
And Will Wheaton got blazed the F up right through the belly with a newsie.
Yeah, like,
just classic 80s gore. Just, Mike, you would appreciate this. They just all through his midsection.
I own that movie.
Cut to Tom Cruise from Taps going, it's beautiful, man.
All right. Well, we've gotten way off point. We were talking to Sean Bent.
Man. It's okay. I forgive y'all.
What's under the bus.
I told you this happened before, man. You know, Pat be doing me dirty, man.
I'm not man, we had a good long conversation about Will Wheaton and why he's bad. I'm kidding. I'm talking about why Sean should watch Doctor Who and what again. I'll stop messing.